Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations, Establishing Effective Communication Through Spiritual Growth. My name is Gerald G. Rat Riley, and unfortunately, my beautiful, smart, amazing, and anointed wife, Katasha Riley, couldn't be here today, so I'm stuck with my boy, Gary Earl. Say hello, Gary Earl.
Good evening, good evening.
Awesome, awesome. Listen, we're broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. And I'm fortunate today, I'm blessed today, because not only do I have Dr. Crocker in the building, he's my friend, he's my customer, and he has a unique position, should I say, because he's a doctor, he is a chaplain, he is a minister, he is Omega Psi Phi, shout out. He's a lot of things, and we just thank God that he's in the studio today. Give a shout out, Dr. Crocker.
Man, it is a blessing to be here, and thank you so much for the invitation, and I am so looking forward to this day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, but I want to say thank you for the invitation, amen.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Doc, how have you been?
Well, you know, God has been truly good. We are in a unique position right now as God is showing us direction and giving us a flow of where we need to go within the ministry. So I'm so blessed just to be on this side of the dirt.
Man, listen. This my dude. Listen. This is my dude. Don't he sound smart?
Oh, my God.
Come on now.
My mama named me Curtis Jr., okay?
Okay. Well, listen, Dr. Curtis Crocker. First question, seriously. How do you balance work, church, in your personal life, because you have a lot going on?
Well, you know, one of the things that balance is, you know, it's challenging. I must say that. But you know something? I got a beautiful wife, Leisha Crocker. And what she does is she helps me to stay balanced, you know, stay in that place. So when I get overwhelmed in one particular area, then she's right there to pick me up. If I'm in another area, then she's like, okay, slow it down just a little bit. So you got to have an individual that knows how to bring you back to where you're supposed to be and help her and remind me of who I really am.
Man, come on. I was listening to an interview today with about Shannon Sharp, and mm-hmm. he was talking to Tabitha Brown and her husband, mm-hmm. and they were talking about the balance in the relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm laid back. Mm-hmm. I'm always on vacation, but my mm-hmm. wife is always on 10.
That's right.
But you put them together, and it's a perfect mixture.
Yeah.
And it gives you balance for your mental health in a relationship.
That's right.
June is Mental Health Month, mm-hmm. and Dr. Crocker is my customer at Overflow Salon and Barbershop. And I remember one day he was sitting down in the chair, and just like you do all the time when you come in the barbershop, he said, "Well, Riley, how you doing?" And I say, "Man, Doc, you know, I'm doing fine. I'm blessed and highly favored, yada, yada, yada." And then he asked me again. He said, "Okay, Riley, how are you really doing?" And man, that hit me like a ton of bricks. And, you know, and I'm like, "Doc, you know what? Man, I'm not doing too well." Mm-hmm. So, you know, this show is dedicated to mental health. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to put on airs. We don't have to put on that mask, you know, especially as Black men. We have so much going on in our life mm-hmm. as Black men. And we deal with the stigma of, as Black men, we can't show emotion. We can't cry. Mm-hmm. We can't show our feelings. And so, Doc, my thing to you this morning is, where did that come from?
You know, first of all, we got to define what mental health is.
Right.
And a lot of us don't understand, especially within the African-American community, we don't understand what it really is. We have been taught not to cry, not to show any emotion. And when we are, you know, faced with difficult times, what's the word that my people used to use? Suck it up and drive on. Come on, somebody. But we got to recognize that mental health includes all types of emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects the way how we think, how we react to certain things, how we deal with people. And you know something? If we're not in a good, safe place mentally, they say hurt people do what? hurt people. So we must make sure that we find some type of mental equity when we're dealing with people. You explained a previous question about how you deal with this, this, and this. Finding that balance, like you mentioned earlier, and I said my wife, but at the end of the day, you've got to find some self-care. It's okay to talk to people. It's okay to have conversation. And that what you, the example that you gave, you know, as a man of God, we have this a gift called discernment. And sometimes when we talk to people, we got to be genuine with people. It's just not a pass by because God may not give you that opportunity again. So when we check on people, make sure that we check on their emotional, psychological, and their social well-being. How you really doing?
Man, awesome. Listen, just in case you're joining us today for Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, we're in the studio today with Dr. Curtis Crocker and my good friend, Gary Earl. And the title of our Sunday Conversation is entitled, How You Really Doing? Inspired by my friend, Dr. Crocker. Now, Gary Earl, you recently lost your brother.
Yes.
And so in this season, a lot of people have lost a lot of things, you know, after COVID. So how do you deal with the mental health of losing a loved one, Gary Earl?
Well, I tell you, Riley, this one, losing a sibling, this one really hurts. My baby brother. And I'm still in a phase of healing. It's going to take some time, some prayer, good friendship to protect me. My thing is, and I say my paraphrase is, it's okay not to be okay. Mm-hmm. So, like Pastor Crocker just stated, if sometimes you need to talk to somebody, but you need to be in a good space when you talk to that person. And one of the ladies said at my brother's celebration, go check on people, because it might be the last time.
Awesome, awesome. Now, Dick's next question is for both of you guys. So I'm going to ask you first, Dr. Crocker, and then Gary Earl, you can respond. Mm-hmm. As men of God, how can our relationship with God help balance our mental health?
Oh, my God. You know, one of the things about a true connection and relationship with God, he requires some things. Number one, we need to make sure that we are in a great meditative mode or a time of prayer, a time of separation from our time of devotion. And when we're in that time, we ask God to deliver us from evil. You ask God to shape us and mold us into the thing and unto that person that you want us to be. So we must make sure that with that prayer, studying of God's word, understanding the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down into green pastures. In other words, because of that relationship, I've got peace with God. I got peace with myself. And when I am in a strong relationship with God, I know that I can't do anything without him. So that's what that is all about, the relationship with God. Amen.
Come on. Gary Earl, what's your take on that, Gary Earl?
Well, Mr. Riley, I think my take on it, sometimes you have to take time and go in the closet and talk to the master. When you do that, just be patient. He will give you an answer. The thing about it is don't rush him. Let him rush you. That's my spin on it. This is mental health is real. And sometimes you have to go see somebody. And I'm really, even myself at this particular moment, I'm at a challenge. My friends, one of my last 2 weeks of going through this with my brother, that pride, you got to let it go. You got to let it go. And you have to sit back and just accept God and talk to him.
And you're absolutely right. You know, I think we all, you know, we all over 50 in this room, and we all can recollect the time where we've been driving or we somewhere and be like, man, I remember that guy was this and that. But now it seems like he's dealing with a mental health issue. Yes. But this is my thing. Instead of pointing your finger saying, I remember he was a star athlete. I remember he did this or that. But now he's dealing with something. No, get out your car. Go see what's going on. Refer him somewhere. Point him in the right direction.
Yes.
You know, don't just see somebody melting down. Don't just see the Whitney Houston melting down or something like that. No. Let's put some boots on the ground. Let's talk to people.
Absolutely.
And see what's going on. Now, Dr. Crocker, as a military man, I've talked to chaplains, and as a man of God, I talk to ministers. But what is the difference between a chaplain and a minister?
Well, you know, a chaplain is someone who has been trained to know how to deal with people, to run to the problem, not away from the problem. What chaplains do is, we have been dispatched to do some things. As for instance, I've been working in the jail capacity for over 20 years, 20 plus years. And when we are dealing with individuals in the jail, we have death notices to administer. We have things that we need to do, go to the scenes when things occur. Not only do you pray for people, but you work out, provide resources, tools for people to get better or direct them into their own personal pastor or minister or whatever. So the big difference between a chaplain is that we're right there for people until or someone who provides resources and tools to help them get better, to help them become better, to help them to overcome the stresses, even in the counseling pieces of stress management, anger management, being able to talk to people, counsel people, and help them move from being one person to a different person. So it takes a lot of training, college schools, CPE courses, all the above. So with that being said, you know, it's a blessing, but it also can be quite stressful itself because, believe it or not, is one of the things you probably hadn't said yet, probably not on the question board, but the thing is that as ministers, chaplains, whatever, pastors, you know, being a pastor of Metropolitan Baptist Church, working at, if I may give a shout out to Greg Contraman and the Muskogee County.
Shout out to Sheriff Contraman.
There you go, Sheriff Contraman, and because he is my boss there at Muskogee County. But, you know, there's going to be some times when the chaplain needs to be ministered to, when the pastor needs to be ministered to. Because there are stresses in which we got to deal with, and sometimes coping with those stresses. In other words, you know, when you see someone who has been killed, or you find a body in the backyard, and you're watching, you're seeing, and you're talking to the individuals who are doing the work, but sometimes that thing has a effect on you as well, because it brings back things that you may have seen in your past as young people or whatever. But you've got to learn how to deal with the stresses of being the chaplain, a pastor, and even a husband. You got to know how to deal with some of those things. So you got to understand how to cope with stress. You know, if you're feeling fear, if you're feeling anger, if you're feeling something, be able to talk to somebody. Okay, have someone you can talk to, a therapist or something of that nature. Because a lot of times, you know, we've been taught not to deal with certain things. But guess what? It's okay to go call a therapist.
Could you say that, Dr. Curtis? Could you say that again?
Yeah, it's okay. It's seriously okay to have somebody, a pastor, a friend, an imam, a priest, a pastoral institute, somebody that you can have a conversation with that you know that you are in a safe place and you can share safe information without your information being shared. Everybody needs that person. So I encourage everyone who is listening, especially to the African-American male, it's okay to have a conversation with somebody before you go off on the deep end and lose everything you got.
You absolutely right. I used to believe, you know, as a soldier, I suffer with PTSD. Mm-hmm. And my personality naturally is laid back. Mm-hmm. And so I used to think that, you know, I wasn't stressed because I wasn't drinking or smoking or fighting and talking loud and all this other stuff. But no, stress come out in other ways.
That's right.
I was too nonchalant. I was too laid back. When I should have been caring, I wasn't caring because that was my way of dealing with stress. I disconnected.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
What were some of the things that happened when you were dealing with that stress, when you knew that you were stressed? Well, I mean, was it like loss of appetite? Was it?
No, the mine was exact opposite, man. No, yeah. I turned it on. I started eating. Right. I gained, you know, I was 231 when I got out the military. I blew all the way up to almost 290 because of stress. Right. But I didn't know it was stress until my wife was like, you know, "Babe, I believe you have PTSD."
Right.
And my first thing to her was, "I'm not crazy."
Mm-hmm.
You know, PTSD stress doesn't mean you're crazy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It means that you have issues like anybody else.
That's right.
And it's okay to talk to somebody.
That's right.
And so I'm so glad that we have people like Dr. Crocker and my barbershop buddy, Gary Earl, that, you know, when you're going through, you know, the life, when you're going through life, it's okay to pull somebody to the side that you trust, that you know that when you give them that person information, they won't be told to anybody else. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so my next question, Doc, you are minister at Metropolitan Baptist Church, correct?
That's right.
So what y'all got going on?
we always got something going on. This past week, we just fed over 400 individuals through our food pantry. On the 24th of June, we've got a memory seminar where Dr. Liz is going to come in. We're going to start at 10 a.m., serve a light breakfast. Then at 10:30, we're going into the seminar, the question and answer period. But during that time, we're going to have a memory stress test. Here you are. Hear that. That's at Metropolitan Baptist Church on June the 24th, I think it is. That's Saturday. That's next Saturday. And I'm going to be the first one to tell you, and I know because of the stresses that I am, I'm having some loss of memory. So I need to have some mechanisms in which I can learn how to think a little bit better.
Well, hold on. So you're telling me that certain stresses cause a loss of memory?
Oh, man, changes in your appetite, changes in your energy level, your desires, your interests, concentrating, making decisions, all that stress affects all of that.
So mental health.
Mental health. So we have to make sure that we find mental equity. And that's one of the things that we are concentrating on, because when you have an older congregation, even a younger congregation, you know what? You mentioned life changes things. You can experience a death, Gary Earl. You can experience life changes, a divorce, things of that nature. All that causes some type of post-traumatic stress syndrome or disorder. So we must make sure that we take care of ourselves, make sure that we recognize that we are just as important as the next person. But if we don't deal with it, there are going to be times when we walk in a building and you know what? And you don't like anybody. You want to hurt everybody. So, you know, we've had incidents, especially with these guns freely being on the street. We have to make sure that we understand that most of the stuff that we're dealing with, especially within our African-American community, is developed because of stress.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Listen, just in case you're joining us today for Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, entitled How You Really Doing? We're in the studio today with Dr. Curtis Crocker and my boy Gary Earl, and we're just talking about mental health and just life and the daily struggles of life. Now, Dr. Crocker, Metropolitan Baptist Church, man, is an outstanding church. What's the address to that church, and what time do you start?
1633 Fifth Avenue. They call it Uptown. We start each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. We are normally in there for about an hour and 45 minutes, an hour and 30 minutes post-COVID. We do have a thread on Facebook, Metropolitan Baptist Church, Columbus, Georgia, that you can join as well. So we have different ways that you can participate online and also in person.
Awesome. Now, every year, Doc, you do something that's really, really amazing for MLK Day. Now, what do you do? Tell us about that award. And most importantly, Doc, tell our listening audience why you give this award away.
Amen. On Martin Luther King, Pastor Williams back in 1987 started this program at Metropolitan. And what we do is we celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King with an ecumenical service. In other words, the entire community is invited, all walks of life. It doesn't matter. Come on in and we celebrate. But during this moment, we not only have a guest speaker, but we also give out what we call a humanitarian award. And what that is that we identify individuals within the community that are not, you know, always on television, always doing this. We find people that are actually, and I'm not going to say not, I almost said actually doing the work, but some people behind the scenes who are doing work for the community, and they are being effective. They're not looking for anything.
So, wow.
Yeah, this past year, we had Ms. Mitchell, Sandra Mitchell from the Urban League, who received it, who does quite a lot of work for the community, especially through the Urban League. And another shout out to the Urban League and Tracy Mosley as well, and the work that he's doing here in Columbus. But at the end of the day, the service is designed to not only empower and to provide some type of enrichment. We also feed the community right afterwards with soup and bread and that type of thing, you know, just downhole fun. So I'll be honest with you, I look forward to this every January. We're working on a few dynamic speakers. Well, in January, another dynamic speaker. I'm not going to call it out yet, but we're working on it right now. But at the end of the day, it is a God experience, and I thank God for the ability to be able to continue with that legacy.
Awesome. Now Dr. Crocker, where does your passion come from? Why do you feel like it's your responsibility to impact and help our community the way you do? Because like I said, you come to the barbershop and, you know, we sit down, we had a normal barbershop talk with Gary Earl and the fellas and stuff. And, you know, you're always doing something. The wheels are always rolling. You know, you should be ready to retire and sit back and, you know, by the swimming pool and, you know.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you for that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there's a scripture that says, if you do it for the least of these, you've done it for me.
Right.
And that is one of my guiding scriptures, one of my thematic codes that I live by, that when you see somebody who's hungry, feed them. If you see someone who's naked, clothe them. If you need somebody in the jail, I work there, go visit them, so forth and so on. So, you know, it's something, I don't know, my mother was a giver. May Frances mm-hmm. Crocker, bless her heart. She's passed on. But she was a giver, and I learned how to give in Washington Heights with May Frances Crocker serving the community. So with that being said, that was my guiding force.
Yeah. Mom. Now, Gary Earl, you yourself, you do a lot of work with our organization, Overflow Outreach Ministry, your barbecue. You know, you help with the book bags. You help with the turkeys. You help with the Fishermen of Men. You help with the camping and everything else like that. And, I asked you the same question, Gary. Where does your passion come from to give so much to our community of Columbus, Georgia, which is an outstanding and amazing community?
Well, my passion comes from a multiple of people. My mother, my granny, Catherine Williams, and a lot of people that had kind of made an impact on my life. My quote is, in order to get a blessing, you got to be a blessing.
Amen.
So, you know, God has been good to me. So, and in return, you have to be good to somebody else.
Wow. You know, what you two gentlemen had in common, whether y'all know it or not, y'all both were talking about the impact of your mothers.
Yes.
On your mental health.
Yes.
And so mothers are such a huge part, man, of a young black man's healthy mental health. And so shout out to all the mothers out there. Now, Dr. Crocker, you recently made history at Beulah Heights University. You recently made history at Beulah Heights University. He don't know what's going on, but see, I got the bio. You were one of the first doctoral.
Oh, wow.
Candidates.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, Doc.
Well, in 2016, we started off with 30 cohorts, and it was only two of us that graduated to finish the program. So, you know, that is one of the milestones that, you know, I have been a part of, I've been blessed to be a part of. And I do not take that lightly because of the fact that the work had to be completed. You know, we talk about doctoral programs and writing dissertations and doing the work through going through 3-year programs and defending and graduating. So, you know, a lot of times you run into people who don't go through that, but they call themselves doctor. I don't have any problem with that. But at the end of the day, I can actually say that the work was completed. And because of it, you know, God has graced me to be where I am today. So with that being said, I don't boast and brag about any of that type of stuff. But if you have a desire to complete your education community, do it. Okay. I'm one of the ones that always feel as if you can learn something. You can learn something from somebody else. Amen. So with that being said, just humble yourself before the mighty hands of God, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
I mean, you know, that's so true. You know, like I say, Dr. Crocker is my customer in the barbershop, and he doesn't lead with doctor. I know he's a doctor. He doesn't lead with him. He tell me to call him Curtis or Reverend or Croc, and I say, you know what? I can't, because you put the work in, and so I have to put the handlebars on your name, Doc. Mm. And so, Doc, my next question is, do you believe mental health has changed over the past years?
Stress hasn't changed.
Stress okay. hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed.
So you think we still have the same stressors?
Not only that, we have, within our community alone, watching the television can become stressful. The media, that's why when you're dealing with stress, you got to make sure that you back away from a few things. Get away from television. Put TikTok and Facebook down and all those things that are driving us into a different place. And spend time alone. So no, stress has not changed. Come on, people are dying. People are going through. There's, you know, racism within the world, especially within the African American community. That also creates stress. So we have to make sure that we find that mental equity, because if not, we can go off on the deep end. And but like we, decided earlier, determined earlier, hurt people hurt people. Hurting people hurt people. So we must be able to figure out what our triggers are in this stressful situation. And once we figure out what our triggers are, then we know how to cope with them, deal with them, find tools that can help us to be better. Like, I know you like to go fishing. Well, you know, what does fishing do for you? It relaxes you.
I actually stopped fishing years ago. I'm just catching now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just catching
You're
now.
You're just catching
I'm just catching now.
Okay,
that's it. That is it.
Yeah, we're going to leave that alone. But at the end of the day, I hear you, and I appreciate that. But you found something.
Right.
That can help you forget about the wows of your everyday, the hustle and the bustle, and you find peace in doing the things that make you happy.
Awesome. You know, Doc, you have done such a great interview. You gave us a lot of great information. In closing, Dr. Crocker, is there anything that you would like to say or cover? Maybe we didn't answer. I mean, maybe we didn't get to it.
Yeah. In closing, once again, thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of what you're doing and getting information, enrichment, and empowerment. But once again, you know, we talked about tools and resources. If you are out there who are anybody who's going through stressful situations, domestic violence, child abuse, sexual assault, any of those things, there are hotlines that you can become part of. You can make phone calls. Like, for instance, domestic violence hotline is 1-800-799-7233. Child abuse hotline is 1-800-422-4453. Elder care locator for elderly adults, 1-800-677-1116. Veterans crisis hotline, the United States Department of Veterans Affairs, mental health resources, so forth and so on. I don't have the numbers here, but find some type of way that you can find some relief or talk to people and get some resources that can help us in this mental health warfare, as I'm going to call it, warfare. Because the Bible, it says that so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we make sure that we understand that we have to keep good, vital, firm, good thoughts, creating what we call positive endorphins, that we can heal and we can become better people. So in closing, I just want to say thank you so much. I know this conversation can go on and on and on and on, but we have to recognize what our triggers are. We must recognize what we must do to become better people. But I always say this, find a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and he will make everything all right.
Outstanding. This has been Sunday Conversations with the Rileys. Peace.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.